It's straight out of the Gemara. The Gemara discusses two shailos, daflam and ches. I want to focus on two things tonight, but both of them really connect to the same shailah. There's really two topics that's discussed in the end of the Gemara and Lamed Ches that we left off with, Lamed Ches and Aleph, which have incredible nafkaminas la'alacha, and that is the following. First of all, the shaila is, at what point is it too late for a Jew to save a tavshil that was cooked by a goy? Is there a certain point in the bishul process that might be too late? So the Gemara says over here, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hay oive kachavim decharech reisha, Shari lamecho minei, afilu mireish unye. Anyone have any exact translations over here? No? Anyone? Right? The ozen raka, the nitzlas bacharichisa, right? He does some sort of scorching, right? And you're able to eat any part of it, right? Yeah? Everyone with me in the middle? Middle of the wide lines? Right? So he's doing a partial cooking, right? And the Gemara says that you're allowed to eat from it. Why? Amar Ravina, El Kachayo V'Kachovim. Why? The Gemara is extrapolating from here. Hayo V'Kachovim, the Shadda Sakis Lasuna, Sichsa Lasuna. Somebody who puts what? A piece of wood, right?
A peg.
Right, a peg, lasuna into the oven, recover by Yisrael kra, and a Jew puts a gourd inside, meikara shapir dami, that's okay. Pshita mau the same loop shuli mona kamechavin, kamash malon leshuri mona kamechavin. Why? You might have a havin that what? No, he's trying to cook his peg. Kamash malon, he's not. Right? Rashi. Mao de Sema. Hayo de Kochavin Lubshu Eli Sichse Chavin, Wahu Lashem Bishol Yisiko. So Kamas Malon, that he's not. And what? Kamas Malon de Ain Bishol Bekalim, Zot Rashi. Okay, so first of all, again, the Gemara is saying that if it's inevitable, as long as the goy didn't have a feirish kavana, that's not going to be usser, right? So Rashi says that's going to be the case also when he's heating the peg inside the oven. And then Rashi says kamash malon de ain bishul bekelim, so he's not doing any bishul. So as long as he didn't have a kavana to do a ma'aseh bishul, it's going to be mutter, even though it's inevitable he's cooking up your item. Fine. So first of all, the Rishonim all are bothered with the question. This seems to contradict the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says that if you heat up a peg, or if you heat up kalim, there is bishul b'kalim. That's places kasha in the bottom of the daf. So there is bishul. And what Rashi says, kamash malon ain bishul bekelim. So that's a direct contradiction. Yesh bishul bekelim. So these are all the Rishonim's kashas. So how do you deal with avodah zarah lamed ches? How do you deal with Shabbos daf ayin dalet? This is a kasha that's discussed also when a person learns balach bishul and the Mefarshim in Maseches Shabbos. So Tosfos says, "Haynu l'inyan Shabbos, the afal gav l'shuri kamet mona kamechavin, mikoma kumu mevashel kas ktsas, the gam la'oso bishol garu hu miskavin, the gavay Shabbos ichmiru la'chivo, avol inyan bishol akum lo choshev ve'ino achi iskavin la'bishol gamer." So Tosfos says, "Yes, by Shabbos, as long as in the process there is going to be any bishul, so we're machayev you. But over here, since over here it's just bishul akum, that's not chashuv. So the Ritva adds a little bit more to Tosfos, and the Ritva explains that by bishul akum we look at your main kavana. We don't look at any other outgrowths or any other stages in the process. Masha Inkein, when it comes to Shabbos, if there's objectively going to be any bishul, that's something that's going to be mechayiv you. This is one of the examples of, Rav Shechter likes this this twist, Meleches Machsheves, that's going to be not a kula, but a chumra. Meleches Machsheves usually is a kula. Meleches Machsheves usually is mekalkel, karyad, davar shenim skav. Here, Meleches Machsheves, faker. Since Meleches Machsheves, Azra Rachmanes, so if you know about it, boom, we're going to be mechayev you. Over here, we just look at your ikar kavon. That's the way Tosfos, maybe the Ritva, fits within the camp, if that's what Tosfos means. So that's the way. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, ein bishul bekelim. I don't know, Rashi was mechaven to all of this. It's a little bit of a difficult pshat. The Ran, when he brings up this kashi, he says, what happened to psikresha? So the Ran sounds like he says, no, we don't say psikresha over here. Why not? What's the reason there's no psik ratio? So the Egle Tal in Shabbos, in Meleches Oifa, he quotes Aran. He says, the other Rishonim have a little bit of a hesber. We don't look at Iker Kavana. Over there we look at Iker Kavana. And I think the svara of why you should look at Iker Kavana makes a lot of sense. Chasnus. So Mamela over here, we're not caring about every detail and objectively whether that was a Melech HaDan. Over here, are they going to get together or not? So if the Ikaron, there's no bishul over here, so it's not going to be a problem. But the Ran just says off the board, there's no psik ratio over here. There is no psik ratio. So the Egle Tal explains, fascinatingly, he says, you know why the Ran didn't have on his radar, and he said off the bat there was no psik ratio, at least the way the Egle Tal understood the Ran and Avodah Zarah on our daf? He says, because it's only in Isser Derabbanan. Only in Issa Derabbanan. So the Egle Tal wants to be Mechadish, but Das Aran, a massive Chiddush. This is a major Machlokes HaPoskim. Magen Avraham and the Trumas HaDeshen in Simen Shin Yud Dalet in Hilchos Boina. Machlokes, Magen Avraham and the Trumas HaDeshen, do you say Psik Reishon in Issa Derabbanan? So you're not on a Malach HaDaraisa. You're only talking about Issa Derabbanan. Do you say Psik Reisha over there, or do we not say Psik Reisha over there? So it's not clear from the Gemara if you say Psik Reisha. Some Rishonim say clearly you do, but the Trumas HaDeshen thinks that the Gemara is talking about piercing a hole in the barrel, and it's going to be Kala Karyad. So the Trumas HaDeshen says, oh, we don't say Psik Reisha. The Gemara says, why not? It's a Derabbanan Kein Dereisa Tukan. Avada, we say Psik Reisha. That's the way we pass them. We say Psik Reisha by Derabbanan. If we would hold with that heter of the Trumas HaDeshen, Mamish, half of our shilas would go out the window. Because you're dealing with Derabbanans, and Psik Reisha or Derabbanan would be Mutter. So that's the way the Mishnah Berurah passes, like the Magen Avraham. But what's the rationale? Like, why would you? And now we have an Egle Tal that's telling us it's Mamish the Ran that's understanding our Gemara that doesn't say Psik Reisha over here. Why would you say that there's no Psik Reisha?
Just back up for a second. What's the Ran? What Psik Reisha could the Ran be talking about?
Here, it's inevitable. It's going to get cooked. Bishul Akum.
I'm saying, how does it get just stay spat all the way? Like, he's cooking it. Like, what do you mean? Because it's not a psik resh? I'm not understanding what the.
What do you mean?
What's the psik resh you have to do? He's cooking. He's putting it in.
He's mechaven to do his peg. And then there's another thing that's also that's gonna that's.
Oh,
gonna,
the vegetables are also psik resh.
Right. Okay. Right. That's the kasha. Right. So he says, why not psik resh? He says, no, there's no psik resh. It's like Leital explains what he means. It means there's no psik resh. By Isserim Derabbanan. Why is there no Psik Reisha by Isserim Derabbanan? So I think perhaps one could suggest that this might be a lumdish of shot.
If we don't say like the Egle Tal right now.
If we say like the Egle Tal. No, explaining what's the rationale to say that there's no Psik Reisha by Isserim Derabbanan.
Okay.
So perhaps there is a lumdish out there. The Meshech Chachma speaks about this in Parsha Shoftim and is famously attributed to the Nesivis. That Isurim Derabbanan are not objectively usser, and the reason why it's usser for you to violate a Din Derabbanan is because you're being murid. You're not following the Rabbanan. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us that we have to follow the rabbis. We have to respect the rabbis, and we have to follow what they say, their edicts. So if a person is now going to reject what they say, so then they're violating, that's violating an Issa D'Rabbanan. But what's necessary in order to violate that is not just not to do the din, is just to be mired, is to have kavana, to rebel against what they're saying. But if I bechlal have no kavana, and I'm not being mechaven for what they're to rebel against what they were enacting, so then memela, maybe I'd never violated the idea in the first place. So apparently, it could be, if you understand that what psik resha means is that I really don't have kavana for the item, but it's just, it's included in my maisa, but I don't have direct kavana for this pu'ula that this other maisa that's now being attributed to, it's not that I'm mechavin to it. So the memela, by derabbanan, by definition, there's something lacking in the iser. If you don't have kavana to be married, so then memela, that's not going to be awesome. So perhaps that's the rationale. That perhaps by derabbanans you can say that there were no psik resha, because by derabbanans in general you have to have kavana to go against. That's one of the reasons that some of the achronim say safik derabbanan lekula. Why safik derabbanan lekula? Because I'm not being married. I'm being mekel mitzad safik. I'm not trying to go against the edict of the rabbis. I'm not sure what to do. So then that's not included in the Yisr. So Safi Darabbanan is the Kula. So if so, that could be the rationale over here. And then that would be an unbelievable Kula. Then there wouldn't be Psik Resha by Bishalakim, according to those Rishayim, because by Bishalakim, it's by definition in Yisr Darabbanan. Good. So that's just that's one Nakuda. Keep that on the back burner, because it's going to come back to life. That's just a little bit of lumdus, just to understand the sheets of the Rishayim over here, what the Gemara says. The Rajba in Teres Habayis, which is really what a lot of Yoredei is based off of, the Rajba in Teres Habayis says something fascinating on this Gemara. That although the Gemara says later on that if a Jew comes in when an item is cooking based on the Goy's Pe'ula, and the Jew takes over, and it's Gomer the Bishul, Al Yadei the Jew. Let's see the Gemara a little bit further. Let's skip a little bit. Amar Yud Amar Shmuel, four lines down in the wide lines. Hiniach Yisrael Basar Agabi Chon, Uba Obi Kochav Vahafek Vo Mutter. Right? So that's a case where the Jew put it on the fire, and then the guy mixed it. So now the Gemara says, hey Kadami, what's the case? If it would have cooked on its own from the pu'ula of the Jew, so it's pasher. He doesn't do anything. It should be bishalakum. And now, if the guy sped up the process, so you would think that now, since it's cooked earlier because of the guy, that should be bishalakum. Kamash Malon, that's not the case. Mao de Sema Kruve Bishula Milsihi. You might think that the fact that it's sped up, that's something that's Chayiv. Kamash Malon, it's Pater. That's also a Chiddush. It's Chayiv and Shabbos over here, it's not Chayiv. Okay. Omer of Asi Omer Milk and Kolshu Machel Ben Drusoi, Aimbo Mishum Bushula Akum. Ha'inu Machel Ben Drusoi, Yeshbo Mishum Bushula Akum. Is this really true? The Gemara says it has to be Michael ben Drusoi, but if it's not Michael ben Drusoi, so then if the guy puts it on, then it's a problem. So maybe we should be machmir in this case. The Gemara says no. Hasam can go into avsa besilsa. That's where it's standing off the fire.
Yeah, but it's 50% done.
Vishakle or vikachav, then he puts it on when it's raw. So then that's the ma'aseh bishul ayidei the guy. Vosi b'tanur. Tanya nami hachi, another brisa. Miniach Yisrael basar al gabik cholim. No problem. As long as the Jew was the one who put it on the fire, that's fine. The guy can be involved in the process. You're trying to point out over here something that has been forgotten for many generations, and I stress everyone, is that obviously this is a situation where you're not choshish that the goy is going to trafe up your food, and you're not choshish that the goy is going to trafe up your kelim. Some reason that's been this sif and this siman in Shulchan Aruch has been forgotten. that a goy in your house alone treifs up all of your kalim. I say that again. A goy alone in your house treifs up all of your kalim.
Shot here is that there's some
bearsis
or something?
Yeah, right. Either they quote from the Rabbeinu Chanan, either the door is locked or he's yetzi v'nichnas, some sort of heter, exactly. There's mertis, like you're saying. Good, fine. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, so good, fine. So now comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba says, the Gemara originally says that if the goy does the scorching, right, the charech resha, then you're allowed to eat the ear, right? Says the Rashba, that doesn't sound like the item is fully cooked, right?
It started
cooking. Zok the Rashba. Fascinating. In the spaso kamaychu bedrusoi through the goy. Afal gav shenigmar biyad Yisrael, it's aser. Once it hits, what's not Michael Ben Drusoy? According to some Rishayim, half the Rishayim, Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. According to half the Rishayim, it's the third cook. A goy cooked it, a third cook. You have 2/3 that you still have to go, and the Yisrael did it, Zok the Rashba, aser. Why? Zok the Rashba, two reasons. First of all, is the Rashba, I believe, l'shitasa. The Rashba in Hilchos Shabbos holds Bishul is defined by Michael Ben Drusoy. The Rashba holds, we don't paskin like this, but the Rashba holds that if you cook after Michael Ben Drusoy, you're not chayav d'oraisa. Because it's cooked. It's a good Rashba to know b'di'evit. If something got cooked, you have the Rashba to be Samecha, maybe. Then the Rashba says, and I'll bring you a raya. He says, look at the Gemara. Vod midar, I'm reading a hossam. Hai nochri charech resha, shari lamechel l'resh onya. Mefarish time of the Gemara, mishum d'lavure se'ar kamechavin, because he's not being mechavin to be mevashel. He's being mechavin to take off the hair. Right? The first raya, that psik resha is mutter. Below Lubshule. Alma kol hecha, but if he would be mechavin Lubshule, Zok the Rashba, Alma kol hecha de mechavin Lubshule, Bishol ki aigavna osir, Vahadas machraas, Zok the Rashba. And anyone who reads this Gemara thinks, De becharicha saroish kede lahavir seir, if all you're doing is heating it up in order to get the hair off, that's not roasting it up to Mavushal Kol Tzarka. And that's just a Michael Ben Drusoy, and the Gemara's Mashma, what? Once you did it, it's Aser. So the Rashba, you see that once something comes a status of Bishul, it's going to be Aser. That's the Rashba's Raya. So first, from Bishul in general, because he holds that something is considered Mavushal.
So
and then also, Zok the Rashba from the case of the Gemara. Now.
So it's not the order.
What?
It wasn't the order.
No. Right. It's that, it doesn't matter. It functionally, it is the order. If the Jew comes first, then it's not Bishul Idei God. But he's saying, once you get, even if you're going to have a Jew afterwards, it's not doing anything because the item is fully Mavushal. And that's the case of the Gemara. Now, the Ra'av, the Bedek HaBayis, doesn't like the Raya of the Rashba, which he makes a shtar taina. Well, what's the Raya? Yeah, if the Goy would have had Kavana at that stage and he would have been Charech Resha, it would have been a problem. Everyone holds that it's a problem if the Jew never gets involved in the Bishul process. In Echanami, but the Rosh argues that if a Jew would be involved in the Bishul process, so then that would be a Heter. And Zok the Rosh over here on Ardaf, he says against the Shita, he says, Michael Ben Drusoy is a kula, it's not going to be a chumra. It's that if the Jew did come Michael Ben Drusoy, even though the goy finishes, that's going to be a heter. But we never say Michael Ben Drusoy lahachmir. That shita of the Rosh is actually the shita that the Ashkenazim paskin like. We hold that this whole shita, this whole Gemara of Michael Ben Drusoy, and the way the Ra'al, the Chayr, is going to read our Gemara by the Machach Resha with the Psik Resha, is that it's going to say when the goy was the only one who was mavashal, even if it's the Malka ben Josiah, the Jew never got involved in the bishul process. So then that's going to be also that's bishul akum. Of course, the Jew never cooked. But if the Jew kicks in afterwards, even if it's after Machal ben Rusai, so why can't that be a heter? We still view that there's some sort of bishul process. What's with the Rashba's kasha that Lamaisa in Hilchos bishul it's mavushal? So first of all, not everyone agrees to the Rashba. The Rambam disagrees. Right? We hold in Hilchos Shabbos to cook something from Machal ben Rusai to mavushal kol tzarko is a malacha. You'll get skila for that bishul. So that's, first of all, that's the Rashba l'shita, so that's not universal, that's one Eitzah. But also, I don't know, maybe the status for Bishul Akum, as long as you're doing something significant, even though in the world of Hilchos Shabbos, you call that Mavushal, as long as you're doing something significant, maybe that should be a heter, like Gabe said before. It's Chasnos. Chasnos is not relevant from Ma'achul ben Drusai to Mavushal Kol Tzarko. I mean, that's a little bit shocking. So I do find it interesting that it's a little bit the Rashba l'shitaso. If you remember the Chalas Chabura, we pointed out that the Rashba was the one who held that, yeah, the Sibas Hadover is Chasnas, but at the end of the day, the Rashba is the one who paskins, this is Macholos Asuris. This trapes up your Kalim. This is going to need Hagola. It was the Ra'ah who said, no, it's just an Isser Gavra of Chasnas, and it's not going to even affect your Kalim. And therefore, he had a few kulas that he would say that wouldn't line up with classic Hilchos Macholos Asuris, that as long as, because it's only Mishum Chasnos, you could be Mekel, but the Rashba is taking this more as a defined din, more of the Klolim of Hilchos Bishul, like the dinim of Macholos Asuris, and even though the Sibas HaTakana might have been Mishum Chasnos, and according to Rashi, not necessarily the only Siba. So therefore, but that doesn't necessarily dictate the din, and tells us that it might have a separate criteria. Good.
For Mishum Chasnas, I would think that if he does any significant act of cooking,
anything,
even if you cook afterwards, right, it should be an issue.
That's the argument against the Rashba. Even
if you would do something afterwards, because once he's involved, then you're together. Mara's
saying
the fairish.
As long as there's Bishul Yisrael, it's okay.
As long as
you're involved, it's okay. Adar Abba Tosfos on the Amud Beis says, Even a hashlachas kisim, any involvement. So that's klar that if you consider the bishul, the Rashba says, but not once you got to bishul, and that doesn't have to be in bishul kol tzarko. The svardim paskin like this Rashba. If it's not the makom hefset merubo, it's not shasad chak. Svardim paskin like this Rashba against the rush, which is a big chumra. Yeah.
Doesn't this last price really cut against the rush? The Rashba. All right. So we said the cases. A Jew leaves the buster on the coals, and then a non-Jew comes. So if it's before, if you left before Michael ben Jusoy, then shouldn't you be choshesh that you're going to be gone long enough, and it is going to cook Michael ben Jusoy? And if it's after Michael ben Jusoy, then of course you don't care, isn't that pasher that you wouldn't have to care because it's already Michael ben Jusoy?
Yeah. According to the Rashba, you have to say.
So what is that case? If it's before, shouldn't you be choshesh that?
No. If I put it on the gecholim, so it's my maisa.
Right, you already have
it. Sure. Yeah, I did it. That's fine.
Yeah, good point.
He's talking about where he cooks.
He didn't do anything. Okay.
Okay, so here's the shaila, everybody said. This is a shaila, and it's come up a few times, okay? Person forgets to plug in his crock pot. It was assumed that the crock pot was plugged in. We spoke about this years ago when we discussed there was hafsakas chashmal, or the crock pot, the plug got pulled out, but the cholent was cooked. So then we discussed, can you switch the crock pot when it was a gloy milsalam afreya, that it was really not on the fire, can you switch it from one crock pot to the other, or do you view that crock pot as like being on the floor? That's a machlekes apayskim. That's Shmak alumdus for another time within the world of Hachzara and Neshiya. Mirtz Hashem, we'll give a shir on that one day. Mirtz Hashem. But here is a totally different story. Here you have a raw chulent. You mamish, like imagine your wife's not feeling well. I'm in that parasha right now. My wife hasn't been feeling well. I've been driving carpool all week. Your wife's not feeling well, and you're doing the cook in the kitchen. And mamish, I could see this happening to myself. You're putting up you put in all the ingredients, you did great. You walk out of there, you feel confident, you feel all gaivadik, and you forgot to even turn on the crock pot, right? You didn't even plug in the thing, right? This is a classic Shiloh that happened to the husband. Okay. So now the Shiloh is Zara, like, you have a raw item. This is like what are you going to do? Oh, I have no food. Fine, so let's be makel, right? Let's be makel, shvus to shvus. We're gonna get a guy involved, and we wanna have the guy turn on the chol. Okay, so yeah, maybe according to the Chazanish, it wouldn't be mutter because it's hachazar. It's not the guy doing it; it's your doing. Let's assume right now that you would have had heter. There are poskim that would be mater shvus to shvus even by bishul. But the cholin is treif. The cholin's gonna be treif because it's bishul akor. Forget Hilchos Shabbos for a second. The guy is doing everything for you. It's going to be a treif cholin. Good. So there was an eitzah over here from Shlomo Miller. Shlomo Miller suggested the following eitzah, which mamish gets into the kishkas of our daf. It's unbelievable. So he says, have the guy pull the circuit. Pull the circuit. There's a hafsakas chashmal. Okay? In the interim, the Jew will plug in the crockpot. Okay? The Jew will plug in the crockpot. Okay? Then what happens? Now the guy turns on the circuit breaker. Okay? So why is that not bishul akum? Meaning, and therefore it should be Osir Alts. What do you mean?
Bishlach.
It's
not his kavuna.
It's a psik ratio. It's the top of the Gemara. His kavuna is to put back on the electricity. It's for the fridge. It's for everything. I plugged in the chashma.
Why can't he just plug it in?
Huh?
Why can't he just plug it in?
That's Bishlach.
No, but why can't he disconnect the electricity? Then just plug it in. He's plugging nothing. Oh. And then he's turning on everything
you want to know?
Because this way, when he puts it back on,
Miller,
it's as if it's not...
looked at him plugging in and knowing about the chillin, and then going back to the circuit breaker as turning on the chillin. That's a direct. That's a davar miskabe. That's bishalak. So Zakhtar Shlomo Miller, based on our davar, what do you say? Psik reisha by bishalakim. However you slice it. Either you look at it's not Icarus Kavana, or you say like the Egle Tal, it's a Psik Resha by the Rabbah, whatever. Lamaisa, the Gemara is Mako by Psik Resha over here. Charech Resha, right? So what's the Eitzah? It's because of Psik Resha. Oh. So that's one Eitzah. Okay, but it's a little complicated with the circuit breaker, this and that. But. Okay.
What's it, sorry, for the Jew moving the plug?
What?
The plug? He's more than the cliche on the list. What's the tariff?
It's a tariff kufa. Yeah. I'm not doing it in order. I'm not using it for its iser. Okay, that was Eitzah number one. Eitzah number two, Rabbi. So this is where things get even more interesting. So we have on the books over here machloikas between the Rashba and the Rosh. What's the machloikas, the Rashba and the Rosh? Totally a zaitig machloikas. What is the situation where it's already too far in, and a Jew is not going to help for a case of bishalak? The Rosh says it's not going to apply. Michael Ben Jusai is a kula. It's not a chumra. And the Rashba holds, no, Bishul is Bishul, and Michael Ben Yishai, it's going to be too late if the guy cooked it after Michael Ben Yishai. Chalik is fired to Mashka Mashka. Good. What happens if you got the Mavusha Kol Tzarka? So in Shulchan Aruch HaBaisai, it sounds like it should be awesome. However, Rav Vosner, in his Chuvis, in Chalik Beis, in Simen Memdal, discusses a fascinating Shiloh. he discusses. Simon Memhe. I don't know what this item is. Some sort of potato dish. Shashal muta liknos shmirim kanzeron migoyim kamo shmure tapuche adama. Anyone know what that is? Okay. Something potato oriented. Right? Why? What's the shaila? Because it's cooked by a guy, so it's bishalakum. But when it gets cooled off, it cannot be re-eaten and used unless there's a bishul sheni done to it. So you need a bishul acher bishul.
It's a davar lach.
It's not a davar lach.
I'm saying it's kilu.
Right. It's not a davar lach. It's not a davar lach. I think then it would be more tzad lahakel. But even so, it's not edible right now unless you put it through this new process. So if you would ask the standards and the shittas and the rishonim that we learned so far, yeah, but it's mevushal kol tzar. It was cooked. You finished, even according to the Rush, you're out.
It has to be reheated every time you eat it?
Yeah.
Or it has
yeah.
to be
yeah.
just one time it has to be reheated?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know.
That would seem like a nafkamina. If it only has to be reheated one time, I would just call it not kol tzar. You can't eat it until it's heated up.
Cooled he doesn't really up. Differentiate. He just wants to know if. First, let's establish if even a bishul sheni could be a potential heter. Once. So he goes through, he says, it's all taliyah and our sugya, avodizar alam and ches. And he says, taliyah, and even according to the Rosh, it's what Moshe calls tzarka. But he quotes certain rishonim, and within that he quotes the Ra'ah, the Bedek Abayis. The Ra'ah says, any hashpacha, any tikkun, even if it's past mevushal kol tzarko, mitztamek v'yofalo, you make it more edible, which we know is an iser, right? Mitztamek v'yofalo in Hilchos Shabbos, even if something's fully cooked, if it's mitztamek v'yofalo, you put it back on the fire, that's hachazara, that's aser. That will aser your food if you do that by iser. So the Ra'ah sounds like that even after Mevushal Kol Tzarko, if it's giving any benefit to the food, it's not Mekviyofalo, that will also be Matir. So therefore he says, in Mashbiach, Mevushal Sheni, Apa Bishkvar Yonecho Berevach, Aydei Bishal Rishon, Kemet Shemoysich Shvach, Aydei Bishal Sheni, Mutter. So even though, right, so the Shaila is basically, do you rely on this Ra'ah? By the way, that rationale of the Ra'ah, I think, makes a lot of sense. The Ra'ahs of the Shita, that this is not regular Machalos Asuras, that there's no Blias in the Kalim. The Ra'ah holds it's just Chasnus. So according to that, even after it's fully Mavushal, you can even hear it Tzad. That as long as there's some sort of benefit to it, according to the Ra'ah, it would be Mutter. The problem is the Ra'ah didn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. So there are a few shitas that are makel on the shita. There's an iser v'heter also here and a smak that would sound like it. That as long as it's giving some benefit, we could still be makel again against the Rashba, but even against the Rush. That's the shita amekila. So if that's the case, some wanted to be makel and say that perhaps what you could do is you could turn on the. You could have the guy, you right, rely on shvus to shvus, to have the guy turn on the crock pot right away. Again, I'm not talking about whether or not you can use a guy for heating up food on Shabbos. That's obviously we're being makel on the shayla. The person has no other food, the if the shah said chak, fine. If the person has other food, that would be a very, very different shayla. Because of the nature of hachazar. But assuming you're going to be makel through a shvus to shvus, that a guy is doing it and turning on the crockpot, so let him turn on the crockpot. What do you do with bishalakum? So you let the guy cook the cholent up until it's mevushal kol tzarko. So right now this is bishalakum. I have a lining inside the crockpot. Then I take the pot outside of the crockpot myself, when there's still amidst some benefit that the cholent will still get from the heating process.
Put on the blech.
So it will be mitzdamik v'yafalo. And now I could put back my cholent onto the crock pot, right? Because it's hachazar v'heter, right? Because it's garf v'kotam. It's odu b'yado, it's daitel hachzir. And what's going to be mata the bishalakam if you hold like the ra'ah? So as long as there's some benefit, there's some still mitzdamik v'yafalo, so then you can be mater, you can mater the cholent. Now, it's not safe territory. Not everyone would be maskim to this.
Not doing it because of the food.
Sure you are. It's not going to be buffalo. That's what you're saying. That's the raw. So because you're putting it back on the fire and it's still some benefit, so therefore you're still going to be out there. Now the problem with that sheet is that it didn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. So that's the shayla. Rav Osner apparently, you know, in his case of bishul achar bishul, was going to use it, you know, as a sheet to rely on and the Isser v'heter and what he quoted. So these are two options of situations where in a Shas Adchak, Uvi Mutter, in the case of the circuit breaker, it probably is a little safer because you're really in safe territory. And by the way, not only in safe territory in terms of Psik Resha by Bishul Akum, you're also in safe territory and you don't even have to rely on a Shvus to Shvus. Why? Because if you turned off the circuit breaker, right? So now, the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Shabbos that Amir al-Akam with a Psik Resha is not Amir al-Akam. So you're not even having cook for you on Shabbos through a Psik Resha. So you're really, in that head there, you're really Psik Resha by Bishul Akam, Psik Resha by Amir al-Akam, and you're in really safe territory. You just have to figure out how to convince the guy to turn off your circuit breaker and then to turn it back on, which he's going to think is very, very weird. But if you can get a guy that I encourage all of you to find and to let you know that you just do weird things sometimes, and that's just the nature of our relationship. So it's a great etza or Shlomo Miller came up with. That doesn't work. So, this is an Eitza. It's not as great because, number one, you're having him do the Bishul directly on Shabbos, which would be the Shiloh of heating up food for you on Shabbos. And you're also, I think it's technically going to be harder. You have to really find out when it's Mitznamek V'yafalo, when it's not, which is not so simple in terms of saving your cholin. But what's geschmack about this is that both of these heterim and this whole story comes out of an analysis of this Gemara based on the Rosh and the Rashba and based on the Rishayanim by Psik Resha by Bishul Akum, and that's the end of the story of Gersh.
Problem with the circuit breaker is like